Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
What's wrong with our house?
That's not an answer!
Her response is, what's wrong with our house? You're what's wrong with our house. Because of this attitude, if you let me actually go to one, maybe they can return the favor, trade by bar, and they can come through.
What's wrong with our house?
You're what's wrong with our house.
Okay, guys, we're here.
We are.
We're back.
Unfortunately. Joking.
Right, gang. All right, cool. Let's not waste time.
Let's not.
What's your fixation on parents this month?
On parents?
Mm.
Oh, with the...
Your last three questions of the week have all been parents-based.
I just think it's a coincidence. I'm not going to lie. There's no general fixation, but the fact that it is a bit of coincidence, I feel like it's always also been very like evergreen because everyone chimes in on these.
Oh, bro, yeah. Everyone has bad parent
experiences.
Exactly,
everyone's got a story.
Yeah,
it's everyone's facts. Got a story.
It's facts.
So yeah, the question of this week was the dumbest excuses / reasons your parents have said no.
Okay.
You heard what the pastor said last Sunday, right?
What does that even mean?
Exactly. Exactly. Bro, that's exactly what I'm thinking. What does that even mean?
And pastors speak cryptic.
They do.
Mad cryptic.
They do. So it could be for anything.
Bro, I'm not gonna lie, we was at the joint yesterday, half time I was thinking, what are you on about? We was at the wedding yesterday, half of the scripture, I was like, I don't understand.
I was just, my hand, I was just like this.
I was just like this. That's what he said to do. I lied. He said, reach out.
I reached out for a bit.
I reached out for a bit.
I couldn't look back and see you reach out. I would fall to my knees.
I reached out for a bit.
I couldn't see you reach out.
All right, bet.
Oh, God, that's sweet of me.
Right, dumbest reason your parents said no, yeah?
Mm.
Because I was too happy.
What? I'm telling you, bro.
Parents
don't like their kids to be happy.
That's a disgusting... excuse.
Fun is a no-go zone for them.
Don't ask me with that much smile. Don't ask me questions with that much smile. The answer's no.
I sometimes tell my daughter that the park is closed.
That's fucking disgusting.
She's the villain. She is the villain.
That's disgusting. Facts, the park's boring, bro. But yeah, also, nah. Right. This is the one that got like tweeted after retweeted after copy and pasted after
okay,
repeated.
Say less.
Because they said they had a dream where something bad happened.
Yep.
I never had that as a kid.
I did.
Really?
I believe I did.
Mm.
I believe I did. The thing is, if I didn't, it's been so common that I'm convinced my parents have said it to me. Do you know what I mean?
Nah, no, I'm almost never on that kind of stuff. Never, ever.
All right, in 2015, my mum said she couldn't buy me a PS4 because she bought me a DS in 2006.
Yeah. The console thing is triggering for me.
Yeah.
The console thing is triggering for me.
It's triggering for me, bro.
What console? Do you have any console?
Yeah, I started with a PS1, never had a PS2. Or did I have PS1, PS2, PS5? I don't think I had a PS3 and 4. I'm not too sure. But I didn't have consoles in between.
You had a PlayStation.
I definitely had a PlayStation 1.
You had a PlayStation 3 in uni.
Okay, so it was 1, 3, 5.
1, 3, 5.
Yeah. I missed the evens.
Nah, boy. Oh, we had an Xbox, I think, at my mum's. Okay. We had everything at my dad's. Yeah. We had Xbox and PS at the same time.
Okay.
Yeah, it was mental at my dad's. Okay. Anything went. As far as technology is concerned, anything could go at my dad's.
Oh,
and my mum's?
Bliss.
Bro. Yeah, my mum's was, we had a PC that we weren't allowed games on
Yeah.
because it would give viruses.
Oh, it's night and day.
Everything was a virus.
Jesus
Bro, Christ. We weren't allowed enough. I wasn't allowed MSN because of viruses. I swear to God. On. I wasn't allowed MSN. I was a weekend drawn for MSN. I got my entire fixing on the weekend.
Damn, bro.
Bro, everyone's chit-chatting after school. I didn't have any gossip until Friday night.
Fuck, and people are kekekeing on the Wednesday. Like, did you see what I got on a Tuesday on the chat?
Yes, nah, bro.
And you have to get brethren to fill
you
in.
I was just bopping into school and out of school.
Oh.
I don't know when parties are happening. I don't know who's getting church. I don't know who's freeing up titties. I don't know anything. Until Friday. And then it's gone.
Peak.
I was livid, bro. Damn. Virus, everyday virus, bro. Pissed me off.
Sorry, Jew.
Anyway, this one. Mum, can I go to a friend's party? Mum, no. Me, why? Mum, because I don't know them. Of course you don't know them.
My parents, my mum especially, would never, ever, ever, ever allow me to have a sleepover purely because her response is, what's wrong with our house?
That's not an answer.
Her response is, what's wrong with our house? You're what's wrong with our house. Because of this attitude. If you let me actually go to one, maybe they can return the favor, by bar and they can come through.
What's wrong with our house?
You're what's wrong with our house. Because of all this attitude, I can't go to my boy's yard and chill.
Can I have a sleepover? What's wrong with our house? That's so infuriating. You're not understanding childhood.
They really, really, really didn't grasp it.
Because sleepovers are everything to a kid.
They didn't grasp it, my bro.
So what, you just didn't have sleepovers?
Unless it was like family friends. It wasn't brethren from school. Unless it was family friends and stuff like that. Nah. I guess from their perspective, it was a safety thing for us as children. Of course. But it, new age, bro. Don't born and bred me in this country. You don't want me to live the life. You should have dumped me a Nige from a ute. See what I'm saying?
What's wrong with our house? I will scream.
Oh, it was jarring.
Yeah, that's fucking jarring.
That was your one, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. I told my mum I wanted ice cream in the freezer and she said no, because it's raining. Bro.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's not ice cream weather.
That's an excuse.
Yeah.
I just want ice cream. I want a dessert.
Yeah. She said, nah, it's not ice cream weather.
It's raining.
We don't eat ice cream when it's raining.
That's like saying to my mum, don't drink tea in the summer. You're going to drink tea whenever.
Bro, I already told you my mum was on the salad thing in the summer.
That's brazy.
Yeah. I already told you.
Potatoes and salad.
Boiled potatoes, boiled eggs and salad.
Because it's summer.
Because it's too hot to cook. Starving.
Child abuse.
Yeah.
I was starving.
Oh, I was starving. After a hot play outside?
You need munch.
Hot play?
You need comfort food. I want a burger and a hot dog and a drink on the side.
I need to rejuvenate.
Oh, salad and potatoes and boiled egg. I would dash the fucking plate.
You wouldn't, first of all.
I would have come back to a yard.
I would have had a broken nose. That's the plate. Nah, never in a million.
At 7 years old.
No. My stepdad would have stood the fuck up.
Your story is about your stepdad sweet.
Oh, bro. Because he only interjected when necessary. When really, really necessary. Bro, he only interjected when fucking necessary.
That's hilarious, bro. Fuck it up.
Oh, God. And that's when I was scared and angry at the same time, bro.
Oh, weren't we all?
Bro. Anger doesn't cut it.
It doesn't.
Oh, wow.
Because you think you're strong.
The most strong.
You think you're strong.
Bro, I remember when I hit puberty, and I had a little mustache and I started getting muscles because my mum bought me these Reebok weights.
Okay.
So I was doing curls and press ups every night for hours and sit ups. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking, I'm wham. Mm. One day, I saw my dad sit down like this. And I was thinking, you know what? It was at my Uncle Gary's house. Mm. I said, well, I'm going for an arm wrestle.
To your pops?
To my pops.
Okay.
Because you know when you were a kid, before you got the depth, you used to tense your arm like this.
Yeah.
Because it's long and straight.
Yeah.
It looked bigger. So I used to tense my bicep like this.
As opposed to the twist.
As opposed to the twist. Yeah. When you got that tennis ball, I didn't have that. So I used to squeeze it long. Pause. And I challenged my dad to an arm wrestle and I thought, I'm pretty sure we're gonna be on even ground. Mm. I must have been at 14. I thought I'm pretty certain.
Yeah,
I can hold it down. When I say This man annihilated me. I gave it everything.
Yeah.
You know when you're the two tendons are popping your wrist like that?
Yes.
They were straining, bro. When I said I gave it all I had, he yawned and went bang. And I was like, this is the real difference.
Yeah.
This is the real difference. I don't know when I'm going to get that man strength, but I need it because that's not making sense. Because you're not even at home lifting weights.
Bro, I'm convinced my dad will beat me in arm wrestle today. Because he's never trained in his life. He's just a built African man. And it just doesn't make sense,
sure,
bro.
My dad would beat me as well.
It just doesn't make sense.
I contemplated challenging my dad again literally like 3 weeks ago. And I thought, I just don't know if I can.
Bro, his grip strength alone, the handshake alone, I'm thinking, bro, I'm peak age. He's nearly 70. How is this possible, bro?
Bro, they've learned stuff.
Oh, they've learned stuff. They've been through stuff. Mm. They've carried stuff in their day.
They really have.
Jesus
Christ.
It's
fucking hilarious. I recently asked my mom if I could borrow her suitcase for a few days as me and my partner have a holiday to Spain booked in June. She said no because she needs them because she doesn't know when she'll be going on holiday yet. Bro, just don't book that 1 week. You've got 52 to choose from.
What the fuck? Just say you don't want me to go.
Yeah, facts. Don't just say you, just don't, say you don't like sharing and that's it.
Have fun.
Like, they're your suitcases and you're putting your foot down. Just say that. I don't know when I'm going on holiday yet, so I can't have you just in Spain with my bags.
That's unserious stuff.
It is unserious fucking stuff.
Piggybacking off the sleepover thing. Because sleepovers are Satan's invention. Like,
that doesn't make any sense.
Bro.
I want to chill with my comrades, bro. I want to chill with my comrades and see what I want in their house.
Facts.
I want to see what time their mum says go bed.
Facts. I want to eat something different. I just want to have fun.
Bro.
I want a different atmosphere, different 100%. Everything, man.
100%. Oh, this is the one. Dumbest reason your parents said no, because I said so. That's just this.
That's just standard.
That is the single most standard one.
You can't really argue with that because I said so.
Because you're the god in the house.
Literally.
So yeah, so because I said so is actually enough of an answer.
Pissed
and you can't, yeah, you can't backchat.
Dumbest excuses your parents have said no. In quotes, we can't afford that. Do you want me to sell my body on the street?
A child doesn't even know what that means.
Brother.
Do you want me to sell my body on the street? I'm assuming we're talking toys.
Yeah, I can't be exposed to that. I
wow,
can't be
that's
exposed
too
to that.
Dark.
It's way too dark for a child to hear. Way too dark.
Do you want me to sell my body on the street?
What does that mean, bro?
Fact, what does that mean? Wow. Right. My parents bought my twin sister and I a car when we graduated, but then told us we couldn't drive it anywhere because other drivers were too crazy.
So it's for show?
It is for show. It's just so like, I don't want you to go to school and tell your friends, I can't have a car, I ain't got a car. So you got a car, the big man, the streets are reckless.
Yeah, you're not driving.
Yeah, you've got a car, drive it up and down the drive.
Where you take your bike is where you take the car.
Yeah, 100%.
Jesus Christ.
Because right, they can't be trusted out there.
Last one I got. Dumbest excuses your parents have said no. Because your aunties are going to think I couldn't raise you properly without your dad.
Wow.
That's a her problem.
That's an entirely her problem. Do you think I give a fuck?
Don't deflect your bullshit onto me. I'm going to go out and chill with my padres.
Yeah, bro. That's insane. All right, I've got two more. Dumbest reason your parents said no. You can't have fun 2 days in a row. That's nuts, for starters. This one was absolutely diabolical, right? Dumbest reason your parents said no. Life is full of disappointment. Allow me to be your first.
Wow. Not, she didn't even sugarcoat that bitch.
Bro, life is full of disappointment. Allow
me
to
be
your first. Let's pop this cherry now in the safety of our own home.
So you're comfortable with rejection.
Yeah, so you understand disappointment.
Wow.
Get familiar with it. Because
it's
coming.
Happen.
Yeah, it's going to keep happening.
Fuck.
So at least let your mother and father be the one to soften you into this. So no.
Mad.
I remember one time, This is the flip side. Parents will come with dubs rarely.
Okay.
But when they do,
yeah,
it's crazy. I remember one time I was in trouble.
Yeah.
I was in trouble.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Even though I technically hadn't even done anything.
Okay.
Basically, what happened was your boy got in a little pickle with the police.
The police.
But I was, when I say I was a bystander,
I was
literally a bystander.
Okay.
And even the perps didn't do anything wrong. So basically what happened was one of my boy's dad is a fucking snitch.
Yeah.
So what happened was, it was me and my three boys were walking, we were playing out and we were walking home, right? It was late. Then two of my boys were getting into an argument, as you do. And then it got a bit pushy and shovey. And then they started ramping and they fell onto a car bonnet.
Okay.
Alarm didn't go off. Nothing happened. But the the person whose car bonnet was like, there's blacks outside and they're fighting and they're vandalizing my car.
Yeah. To Popo or just...
To Popo.
Okay.
Then one of my boy's dads who lived on the same street snitched and was like, I know exactly who they are. Named and shamed. He lived two doors down from me. Named and shamed us all.
Damn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So police came knocking. And my mom was like, I know for a fact there's not police here saying my son's name.
Yeah.
Yeah, full govy.
Yeah.
On my doorstep. The fuck did you do? And I was there like, bro. And they spun the whole story because they were going from the story from the lady who bailed. So they said, there's three blacks beating up another black on my car. And I wasn't the one getting beat up, clearly. Yeah. So I was one of the beaters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you're a bystander.
Yeah, yeah, I was a bystander, bro. Oh. So the story my mum's hearing is, your son was party two smacking the shit of an innocent on someone else's car.
Yeah.
And I was like, pardon? I was like, Mama, swear down, I didn't.
She's not gonna believe you.
She didn't believe it. She didn't believe a word I said.
Yeah.
I was like, I swear down, I didn't.
Yeah.
And then I was like, here's what happened.
Yeah.
And then she was like, the fact that you didn't tell me this happened means that's not what happened.
Yeah.
Means you're a liar. And they were like, we need to bring it down to the station. I was like, no, my heart. I said, no.
My heart.
Bro. And it was charged as well. What made it worse, what made the whole thing worse is that because of the job that my mum did, she knows a lot of police officers.
I see.
So she was like, if you think I'm embarrassing myself pulling up with my son the criminal, you're fucking crazy.
My son the criminal. I'm your child.
Yeah, I was like, please, mom.
Support me.
Please. So then my stepdad had to take me.
Oh, God.
And he hated the police.
Yeah.
So he was in there like, he was in there calling for lawyers.
Yeah.
He was in there like, how dare you accuse him?
Yeah.
He was shouting in there.
Yeah.
It was embarrassing.
Fuck.
So anyway, my mom was livid, fucking livid.
Mm.
My boy was like, who was another one of the perps.
Yeah.
His mom didn't give a shit.
Okay.
None of my other boys' moms gave a shit.
Yeah.
Because that was just norms.
Yeah.
That was norms. Oh, God. Just norms. Just norms.
Yeah.
And there's a taking you in cuffs.
Yeah.
It's calm.
Yeah.
My mom couldn't believe what was going on. Yeah. So that night my boy was like, sleepover thing. And I was like, bro, you couldn't pick a worse night. He's like, yeah, safe. Everyone's rolling.
Yeah.
Tings and all.
Yeah.
My mum's giving the green light for tings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sleepover.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, it's fucked. It's completely fucked.
Yeah.
So when I say I groveled, did the garden, did all my chores, ate dinner like that.
Yeah.
And I remember like, oh, mum, obviously, you know when you're like, I know you're gonna say no.
Yeah, but
yeah.
just a softener.
I'd be doing myself a disservice if I didn't ask.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, that man wanna have a sleepover in it. And I said, this is a terrible night because of obviously the things that have happened that I didn't even do.
Yeah.
But that man wanna have a sleepover in it. And then she was, when I said I was 110% certain she was gonna say no.
Yeah.
And she was like, just finish your dinner and go for your sleepover in it. I mean, you know me, you're like,
you can't smile.
You can't smile
too hard.
You can't smile.
You just breathe.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right,
thank
you, mum.
Oh, thank you, mum. Thank you, mum. I appreciate
that
it.
That was it.
Yeah, thanks, mum.
Thank you, mum.
You can't even look up at her.
I don't think I'll have any fun because I just feel so bad about what I did. But thank you for that. I finished. Can I go now?
Yeah.
Can I go now? I finished my food.
Sprint.
Bro, sprinted upstairs. Bag. Yeah. You know, I ran there, my bag was swinging.
Yeah.
And then as soon as you leave the yard, are you mad, bro? She was never saying no. What to me? You're mad, bro. Or for what? I'll kick the door down.
Oh, God. That's hilarious.
He was a sleepover as well. I bet. Yeah, I was gassed.
I bet.
I was gassed.
I've actually got a question I forgot to say, which works perfectly well into everything we've just been discussing. This is for everyone. So, if there was something that you didn't do slash have during your childhood that you'd want to make sure your future children do slash have, what would it be and why?
This is like shallow. I'll probably have to think of a deeper one. God, I wanted a trampoline when I was a kid. God, I fucking wanted a trampoline. It was on every Christmas and birthday list, okay, as long as I could remember.
Yeah.
One of my brethrens, her name was Alex, she had a trampoline. Mm. We used to fuck around on that bitch.
Yeah.
And even at night, we used to lay on it and watch the stars. That shit was incredible. We used to get a blanket and watch the stars on a trampoline, bro.
That's some cute
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, it was fucking awesome.
Was she a Joanina?
Nah, she was just broski.
Homie. Yeah, oh, okay, cool,
she was
cool,
broski.
Cool.
She was
okay,
broski.
Say less, say less.
Joanina. But yeah, every year I was like, oh, what I'd give for a fucking trampoline.
Mm.
So yeah, if my kids ever asked me for a trampoline, I'd like to be able to like, let's
sort it.
Let's fucking do a trampoline.
Yeah. All right, cool. Ellis?
The first thing that popped, I can't really think. The first thing that popped in my head was like more like school trips and stuff. I went on a few, but I didn't get to go on loads, but I wanted to go on this one. You ever heard of NCS?
NCS, nah.
NCS is mad.
Okay.
It's fucking crazy.
What
it's
is like, it?
Like, I think it's year 11, when you're just finishing school. So when you finish school, obviously you got this summer.
Yeah?
Yeah. At the end of school.
Hang on, NCS. Year 11 school trip?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's a, it's like
that sounds like pregnancy.
Yeah, I don't think I went for it.
A lot of people come out with misses and side, everything.
It's wow.
Okay. But basically, yeah, it's the summer after you finish school and you just go traveling. Like you go to, there's loads of different ones. It's just called NCS. And you just go traveling.
I see. I think and I know what you're talking
about. It mixes loads of schools together.
Oh, hell well. Yeah.
So you just meet loads of people, you travel, you do loads of shit, activities.
That sounds amazing.
It's sick. Yeah, but it's expensive. I remember it was just grants and I was like, yeah, there's no chance in hell. But yeah, something like that would be cool. Because I remember hearing about that. I was like, NCS sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Sounds fucking sick.
I remember I wasn't allowed to go. I can't remember how much it was.
Mm.
But I wasn't allowed to go on the ski trip.
Oh, I never went to them either.
Year 7 ski trip. I was at home with like 4 man. I had, and they made you go to school as well. And no one in the year was even there.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
It was during the term.
Yeah.
I thought it was like half term.
Nah, bro, it's during term. Oh, so I had to go to school and there was like 3 other man there.
Oh, I'd riot.
Bro, yeah. I was fucking pissed off. I hate it. It's like the worst week of my life.
That's a piss take. Mm. That's a piss take. Rem?
The first thing that comes to mind of what I didn't have and I desperately wanted as a kid, I don't know, maybe I've been about, I don't know, 5 or 6. And you know, you at school and you'd see kids with the flashing lights on the trainers.
Yeah. The blinky dudes.
Yeah. I used to see them all the time, the playground or whatever. And I used to beg my dad, please, everyone's got these Jordans. I need them to keep up. Nah, never had a pair. And that was the same actual story for footwear, I think, through a lot of school for me. But yeah, started that young for me, for sure. Yeah, flashing lights on the trainers, needed that. Yeah,
I was total 90s for me, boy.
Yeah. I remember that story. I think mine would be just like holiday slash activity stuff. I feel like because obviously as you man know, my childhood was very like separated from the rest of my family. There's a lot of stuff we never did together. So the times we were together, I think we went to Center Parks, we went to France, and we probably did like Chessington and like not Alton Towers, Legoland. I remember those 4, but it's like, that's it. That's all I remember, you know? So I just like, I felt like we missed a massive part of like cohesion in a family due to not having holiday slash like family activities, you know? So for sure, that would be one thing I would definitely have for my kids.
This is way more serious than the rest of us. That's really sad.
I had the question, so I thought of the answer.
Yeah, fair. That's really sad. Sorry, G.
Sorry. I mean, it is what it is.
Damn.
I'm 33 now, so yeah.
It's obviously charged.
Obviously charged, yeah. I don't think about it anymore.
Yeah,
but it just came to mind, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, bro.
Damn, that sucks.
It does suck.
Holidays and I think holidays and stuff is big, like, not necessarily, it doesn't have to be expensive and stuff, but like holidays and activities. My mum took us to France one time, and it was like a Center Parcs thing, but in France.
Okay.
Lit.
Mm.
Fucking lit. We did archery. They had a sick swimming pool, and it was just activities and stuff every day.
Sick.
I had so much fun.
Sick.
I had so much fun.
I think I went to my first school trip in year 7, which was in France, ironically enough, as well. I don't think it was in Paris, but it was like a camp thing. Like, over, I think it was during summer, like during a end of term type of break. I just remember it being lit because it was the first time I was going with a bunch of people, you know, and it was a good feeling. It was a really, really good feeling, man. Yeah, it's something I really, really want my kids to enjoy when they're older.
Peng. Okay, guys. Welcome back, guys.
Indeed.
If you're watching on YouTube, please subscribe to the channel. Please actually do it. Chirp's ting in the comments. Facts. You know what it is.
Facts.
If you enjoy the show and you want a little bit more of the show, if you're interested and think, oh, bro, I love watching this podcast, but it'd be sick if I watched these guys do some cool stuff. It'd be sick if I watched them, I don't know, learn to ride bikes or shop for each other. Or go skydiving.
Chefing up, who knows?
Or flipping, cook some shit. Or just like hug and like stroke and all that kind of stuff. Head on over to patreon.com/shitsandgigs. It's gonna cost you £3 a month.
10p a day.
Run the pizza S&G, and we run bonus episodes on there every Thursday.
Every week, guys.
If you want the stand-up stuff, if you want the outside of the studio stuff, we do bonus episodes for that. Every Saturday.
We do.
On our Log Cabin show.
We do.
So head on over to there immediately and join in the fun over there. If you are listening on any of your audio platform, please leave us a nice review. 5 stars is obviously preferable, but whatever you say, say it with your chest. And yeah, that's it really. I've got a quick update before we get to back to school. Finally did it. Started streaming.
Gang.
I'm two or three.
I think of three.
I'm three streams deep.
Three streams deep.
A bitch is stressful. I'm not gonna lie. Bitch is fucking stressful.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's fun. I like it a lot. It's really, 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 really cool. And I have a newfound respect for streamers. Because this multitasking, John, is nuts.
What games were you playing?
So far, I've only played Call of Duty. I was supposed to play with Rem the other day. I was supposed to play Fall Guys. But my Fall Guys was fucking up.
Okay.
So
I still need to download that. Jay was saying I should jump on.
It's just a fun, easy game, and like, it's just nice.
Okay.
It's nice. It's a lot of fun and it's nice. And I really, really, really want to play with Rem. Also, hands up, Rem's a snake. Turns out Rem snaked me the other day.
Well done.
He snaked me. He snaked me. So here's what happened, right? All right. Here's what happened. Here's the scenario.
Alright, cool.
So
Rem's face.
We agreed to play Fall Guys together, right?
Yeah.
We were trying. God, were we trying. Mm. And then I had to message him. I was like, oh, bro, so I'm really, really sorry. We can't play Fall Guys tonight. It's just not going to happen. So this guy's like, all good. He messaged me. He's streaming, right? Mm. And I'm streaming. He messaged me, all good. You playing Resurgence, which is obviously Call of Duty? I said, yeah. In the lobby. Hey, chat. Thanks for checking in. Nice follow. Yeah. Coming to the O2 show? Sick. Cheers, guys. Just wait.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Flakes.
Talk to me.
Bro, tell me the truth.
I'm listening.
What's your social battery saying?
It's mid, you know?
Mid?
Sometimes I'm excited, sometimes I'm low. So let's say ballpark middle.
Why is it middle?
I'm not very active, you know? I'm not very active. Sometimes I just like to chill.
You got the winter blues?
Yeah.
You got the winter blues. Tell the truth. You got the winter blues.
Yeah, and it's sun.
Yeah. You got that seasonal D.
Yeah.
Bro, facts, same.
Guys, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter.
Yes, and you may be thinking, what's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time.
Therapy can give you self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery, and it's helpful for learning how to set boundaries.
So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/gigspod today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, .com/gigspod.
No, Rem.
Where is he?
Beads of sweat. We pouring down my forehead.
That's funny, guys. Where is he, chat? Someone in chat. He's playing. What do you mean? Yeah, he's playing Resurgence right now. Solos? That's rare. Let me go onto his stream and see what I've got. He is running with three other Jorns, just ha ha ha, yeah, 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 guys. I said, nah, surely not.
Not my rem.
Yeah, man. Not my rem. That doesn't make sense. Let me refresh. Maybe there's a 10-second delay. Yeah. Let me refresh. Or maybe he's just wasting time waiting for me to invite. Mm. Lewis is like, oh, shall we run? Nah, 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 let me invite rem. Invited. 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 I know this bitch is popping up on his screen. I know it's on his screen. He can see it. James inviting. James inviting. James inviting. I did it 9 times just to make sure he saw it. He saw that bitch. Edit.
That's my bad. That's my bad. That's
did
my
he
bad.
Message to say my bad, I'm playing with others? Nah.
That's my bad.
Ed me.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Just left man in the lobby.
I'm sorry. After Fall Guys, I just thought that we would charge it for the evening and that we would run it back properly, a duo stream at a later date, which is supposed to be tonight. But I was running
you
with-
You said Resurgence to him or he said Resurgence
I asked him if he's playing Resurgence.
Okay.
He just meant not with me.
I just jumped
straight. He just being polite. He asked me to be polite.
I just jumped straight into Resurgence and started playing with my community. That's my bad. Sorry.
Damn.
But we're running back tonight.
Damn, that would have been awkward on the live. Just rocking your chair, waiting.
Is what it is, isn't it?
I'm sorry.
But anyway, thank you guys for anyone who jumped in the stream. They were really, really, really cool. I'm going to keep doing it. Again, yeah, we're running tonight as well.
Gang.
And yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Gang.
It's good shit. Gang. Whoop update?
Whoopity scoop.
8 for 3 ad. How did we get there?
How did we get there?
Yeah, like, how was your week?
Oh, sorry, you're thinking
wrong. 8's a good score, so yeah, well gone.
So I was second in strain. I trained, I think, twice last week, and obviously I was away. I was away on holiday, so I couldn't really train, but there was a couple of days when my strain was pretty up, which was good, just for like other activities, swimming, I snorkeled, I'll talk about that later. And recovery and sleep. I think I had two really, really good sleeps out in Egypt. Just my green was green and I was gassed. I felt good.
Well played.
And yeah, it was calm. I feel like more recovery / sleep was good for me whilst I was away. But obviously I just didn't train as much. So it was, I had charged the week, but surprisingly I still got decent numbers. So I was happy with that.
All right, gang.
Let's do REM. So REM is 4 + 4. Plus 1, so 9.
Well played. Has Rem had a 9 before?
I'm sure he has.
7, no, he got 2 weeks ago he did. Yes, yeah. Well played.
I, this week, realized that I still am a Jinchuriki. That I can still draw for the power of the beast within when need be.
Fair.
Because the past, so 2 weeks ago, when I brought up Fuegi's having a Flelaton, and everyone laughed at me. Mm. I decided, okay, everyone go and fuck yourselves. I'm gonna do my own thing. Mm. So I got me a skipping rope.
Yes, he said so.
So that week I decided, cool, if you're on your Flelaton, I'm gonna skip. Strain up, competing for strain. I'm saying that I'm not losing strain again. I lost a strain to Fuegs that week by 0.2.
Damn.
Saw red.
Mm.
I decided I'm not losing strain again. The following week, which was this week just gone, Fuegs hit a 2 consecutive days. So on your birthday was like 15, which is a Saturday.
Saturday, yeah.
Yeah, you hit a 15. So on the Sunday, on that following same night, I hit a 16.
Mm.
Then the next day, you hit like a 16. I said, cool. I hit an 18.4.
Fuck. That's, and that's you, man,
don't. And this is, bearing in mind, I don't think, full disclosure, I don't think I can win the 8 weeks now, even still. We'll see, but I don't think I can win. But I, under that pretense, I had decided I was still going to put my ass on the line to win strain.
Fair.
And go that extra mile.
You to get that
1 point, knowing that I don't think I'm going to win the overall, just to fight for that 1 point, you man don't want to know what I had to do that evening.
Fair
to earn 18.5.
You don't know. I don't want to know.
You don't want to know.
Fair play, bro.
So yeah, man, I was fighting for strain. Recovery was incredible that week, and yeah, as usual, sleep. I take the L on sleep, but it's been rough, man. Not doing too great this week so far, but I think I can come back round. Feeling good.
Oh, fair.
Ellis's points are 1 + 1. plus four. Damn.
So I'm guessing, yeah, so 114.
Yeah.
I think the top one was sleep.
Sleep, yeah.
My strain's been a lot better. I actually got on the skipping rope thing as well.
Yeah, I'm seeing it here.
Literally jump got a skipping rope.
Yeah.
Sick.
Literally 10 minutes of it, you can get a strain of like 11, 12, easy. Just of like 10 minutes.
Man said easy.
Yeah. Fair. No, honestly, like you can actually, you can just do it. Like, it's just like a nice, it's a nice exercise to do to get your strain like all the way up.
I'll get one.
Done it from the start of the bloody challenge, but it is what it is. But no, it's been good. Still struggling while on recovery. I don't know what it is. Someone, I saw a few people comment, maybe I have like sleep apnea or something. I don't know. It must be something to do with my sleep.
James, so 2 plus 2 plus 3.
Not that great on a strain this week. Had a bad week of training. And even the ones I'm still struggling, I took your advice, Rem, and tried to move it higher up on my wrist. really struggling with strain to get it up. I like smashing cardio, doing all the things I need to do. But on a lighter note, what I will say is, even though this has been my worst week, so one thing I will say that this Whoop has done for me is obviously upped my training and consistency and tried to focus on this recovery and the sleep and all this kind of shit. So I don't know if I told you, man, when I first started, when we first started this, like just before week one, I'd had it on for like 2 days. I did like a full breakdown with my PT and we did measurements. We did measurements and I did a VO2 max test on the rowing machine. So I had my second one. Mm-hmm. Now that we've been doing this for ages now, for obviously 7 weeks, last week I had another one, did measurements again, took my weight again, and did the VO2 max test again. So from doing all this extra fucking cardio and all this shit that I've been doing for the last 8 weeks, my thighs are 2 inches bigger.
No way.
My calves are an inch bigger. My arms are an inch bigger.
Dang.
My chest is an inch bigger.
That's mad,
bro.
Yo.
I'm 2 pounds down in weight, which is all down to food. I can fix the food. So on the food front, because of this, because the only thing that wasn't as impressive was daddy's waistline needed to
tighten
a little bit more snatched. And my weight, I wanted it to be lower. So to help with that, I'm also now, this is day 7, or is it day 8? This is either day 7 or day 8, no sugar, no snacks. I've not had sugar in a week or any snacks. And I can feel the difference already.
Nice.
I haven't weighed myself yet, but I'll weigh myself like tonight or tomorrow. Anyway, and my VO2 max test, which was a 2000 meter row as fast as you can. I beat my time by over 30 seconds.
Wow.
Fair play. Well,
so, bro, this Whoop challenge has made a fucking massive difference to me.
Especially because we are tracking it on a day or day slash week by, well, individually day by day, together week by week. It's a good test to see if I'm
performing
after. Well played.
Yeah, I'm really, really, really happy with it.
So
a lot of people have been asking me when we're doing this community challenge. So guys, if you're new here, obviously these are the Whoops.
Yes, sir.
We've been measuring, as you can see, strain, recovery, sleep. Every week for the last 8 weeks, the winner gets £1,000. And if you want to get involved, we're going to have a 12-week S&G community challenge starting, this is week 7. So we're starting in 2 weeks' time, I think.
It is.
So if you want to get involved, what you need to do is go to join.whoop.com/SNG. Grab a Whoop. If you're unsure, or if you're like, I want to do it, but I'm not sure, I don't really know if I want to do the commitment, you can do 30 days risk-free zero commitment. So you can buy it, try it for 30 days.
Yep.
If you don't like it, send it back and you'll get your money back, okay? But guys, this is a wearable health and fitness coach. And as you can see, it's helped us magically for the last 7 weeks.
Facts.
So just to finish off, these scores are, we have in fourth place is Ellis with 47 points. Next, we have Fuhad with 51 points. Next, we have Rem with 53 points. Next, we have James with 59 points. So 1 week to go. There is a 6-point gap between Rem and I.
That's not bad.
6-point gap. So if I did 3 points, it's doable.
It is doable. You'd have to have a shocking week, though.
I'm getting on a plane tomorrow.
Yeah, so.
I can, this, if there's any week that I'm gonna have a shocking week, it's gonna be this week.
Yeah.
I get on a plane tomorrow.
Yeah.
So yeah, so if you can win, because there's a 6-point difference between us. If you get a, if for some reason you got a 4-4-4,
that would be crazy.
That'd be insane.
That would be insane. If you got, first
if,
of
if,
it.
Yeah, if you won, if you get first in sleep, first in strain, first in recovery this week, that'll be 12 points. For example, if I got last in strain, I'd have 3 points. It would be what? A 1-1-1, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'd end up with 3 points. So that would be a 9-point. So it's more than doable.
It's doable. Mm-hmm. It's there.
And there's like, yeah, there's a 3-point. And then at the very least, we could finish tied.
What would that be, an extra week?
I don't know what that would be, actually.
Fuck knows.
So yeah, that's actually woken me up and I can't allow that to happen. So fuck if we're going to Miami, I don't care. I'm gonna get a skipping rope and I'm gonna train every day when we're there.
Cool.
Gang.
But cool, 1 week to go. There's also a 2-point difference between you two.
Yeah.
So Fuad could overtake you again.
Mm.
Ellis, there's only a 4-point difference between you and Fuad. You could take Fuad easily.
Maybe.
And he's about to get on a plane tomorrow as well.
Fair.
You could take it further easily. Okay, cool. Right, so we have a thread and it is the worst excuses for cheating. I've skimmed. Have you skimmed?
I'm not skimmed. I've just seen. I'm looking at it now. I'm looking at them now. The first one, jokes.
All right, cool. First excuse for cheating. So, Baze just caught me cheating. Bearing in mind, no condoning.
Facts.
Caveat, no condoning.
Facts. This is just what the research says.
It's just what the research says.
It's just what the research says.
Right, cool. Just got caught cheating. Bang. It was just a side quest.
I'm gonna start for the bottom one.
All right, bet.
He only went to the movies with her to tell her he had a girlfriend.
Sometimes you have to let her know in a safe space.
Because
he's been clapping for weeks. I went to the movies with her to tell her I had a girlfriend.
Yeah,
bro, because she keeps moving to me and it's just inappropriate.
Yeah.
It's fucking inappropriate.
Let's go for movies. Let's go for a drink.
Yeah, let's go somewhere public so I can tell you I'm taken.
I'm taken.
I don't want to do this with you.
Shush. Yeah. I'm taken.
All right, bet. Everyone knows your ex cheated on you regularly. Now all of a sudden you have a higher standard. That's unfair to me.
Higher standard is crazy.
That's how murders are committed.
Higher standard
You've
is crazy.
You ran around telling everyone for years that you just got cheated on. Now I cheat on you and what? You're too good for it.
I'm the martyr.
Yeah!
I'm the villain.
Yeah, I'm the villain. When I just did exactly what he did.
His mistakes.
No, not today. That's one of them ones where I used to... This is stupid. This is different.
Yeah.
I remember I always used to be the guy when I wanted to be in my hoe phase.
Yeah.
None of the girls I was talking to wanted to be in their hoe phase.
Yeah.
I think I must have had a late glow up and my peng didn't align with their peng.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
I remember when I was like deep, deep hoe phase James,
mm-hmm.
all the things I were talking to were always on a like, I'm just not on a sleeping with guys anymore.
Mm.
I spent all of last year having fun.
Yeah.
And now, yeah, fam, I spent all of last year having fun.
Now I was like, serious.
Fun. Yeah, now
I was like, boy, I had fun. I couldn't hear that. I'll scream, why me? You've got a few more months of fun left in you. I can see it, love. I can see it. Oh, and boy, I had fun. That will send me over the edge.
Rob, there was one thing. You know who it is as well. The one who snaked me with sending you titties. When I first started talking to her, that's exactly what she said.
Fuck.
I've spent the last couple of years just having fun and I'm not on that anymore. I really want to just get serious. And I was just like,
fuck.
Why is this happening to me?
Fun.
Yeah. Bro, I'm here for the fun.
Damn.
Look at me, bro. Look at me, bro. I'm here, fun, hey. Jimmy Fun, that's me.
Oh my God.
Bro, I was livid.
Oh, that's true.
I was livid.
That is hilarious. That is hilarious. My mum cheated on my dad when they first started dating.
So this
is second nature.
Yeah, this is bloodline stuff.
Bloodline. This is Targaryen business. Don't fuck with the bloodline. This is bloodline's jokes.
This is Targaryen business.
You get what you get. You saw the hair.
Yeah. You saw the white locks. Facts. And you should have known what it was.
Facts, bro.
Bro, this, is what, lost in this it. Is what we do. Right. He cheated because he thought I needed the trauma for my character development.
Jail time.
Yeah, that's jail time.
That's jail time.
Yeah, that's jail time.
Wow.
That's nuts.
Girl had the same name and birthday as me. She reminded him of me.
Wow. Oh God. Surname and was it surname and birthday?
Same name and birthday.
Same name and birthday. I just saw Bay and my dick just got hot. She said her name and her birthday and I just
Bruh.
I saw you in her and I needed it.
That's
crazy. The vacuum gave him a hickey while I was on vacation. Never saw that boy vacuum in his whole life.
The vacuum.
Yeah, the vacuum. Whilst you were on vacay. On vacation stuff is crazy.
Yeah. Vacuuming on vacay. Come on,
wow.
Bro. Come on, bro. I wore a condom, so technically I didn't even touch her. Technically, the skin to skin wasn't there. So did I cheat?
Did I really cheat?
Peak.
Wow. He said he was so in love with me that the overpowering emotion intimidated him. So he had to cheat in order to regain control of his life. Oh no, regain control of his love for me.
That's emotional torture.
Bro, I'm so in love with you, it's consuming me and I need to fuck someone else just to stabilize.
That's...
Otherwise, I don't know what I'm going to do.
I might do something.
I might do something to myself or you or whatever. Romeo and Juliet.
This is for the best for both of us.
If I want to be on the straight and narrow, I had to clap her cheeks. So I could focus on us.
You're holding a hand. Yeah, understand.
I understand this is for us.
This is for us.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, man. Simple and straightforward. You're just too easy to love. I had to cheat because you're too easy to love.
That doesn't even make sense.
It doesn't.
That one actually doesn't even make sense in a lie. He said my head was too small in comparison to his and he was worried he'd always have to stand behind me in pictures.
What? What?
Bro. That's fucking funny.
My ex was very into astrology. She cheated and later blamed the Great American Eclipse of August 2017.
Get the fuck out of my face.
The Great American Eclipse.
Is that what it's called?
I've never heard that in my life. I don't know what that is.
The Great American... How is one eclipse any greater than any other?
An eclipse is an eclipse. That
of
happens
2014.
When it happens, you know? Great American Eclipse.
Oh, what she said, it fucked with her chi.
Yeah.
Oh, the chi, she had to suck dick.
Jesus. Jesus.
That's insane. I was on vacation and when you're in another state, it really doesn't count.
You were spending too much time focusing on the kids. There were 4 and just a little over a year old.
Huh? All 4 of them?
There were 4 and just a little over a year. That doesn't make sense to me.
What's it called? Quadruplets?
Quadruplets.
No. You should have given me a free pass like I asked. Then it wouldn't have been cheating.
Damn!
Yeah, no.
That's cold-blooded.
Bro, that's fucked.
Like I asked.
I asked you for a free pass. Did I not?
I'm going on holiday. Give me a free pass because I'm gonna fuck.
Yeah, it's either consensual or it's not.
Damn.
What do you want it to be? It's either cheating or it's not.
I need your say-so.
Yeah. If I want it to work.
If you want this to work, I need your say-so.
Yeah, give me the pass.
Fuck, man.
Yeah, that's disgusting, bro.
I think that's all I've got.
Yeah? Oh, yeah. Okay. No, Jesus. It's not.
No,
it's not.
You've
just seen one.
All right, hit me.
Man said, a dick has no conscience.
Wow.
It's just meat. It's just meat, and it gets hard for what it gets hard for.
Facts. Just meat and bones. Meat and bones, meat and blood.
I'm just here along for the ride.
Facts, right? It controls me. I don't control it.
It has no conscience. He does what he wants.
That's crazy.
He wasn't thinking about you. He wasn't thinking about her. He damn sure wasn't thinking about me. He just fucks when he wants to fuck.
That's crazy.
Okay, cool. Back to school, yeah?
Yeah, man.
So the scores are James 5, Rem 1, Ellis 1.
Damn. 5-1-1. Is that what we're on?
Damn.
Right.
All right.
Is everyone ready?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Cool. Question number one. What is the capital of Austria? What is the capital city of Austria? Spell consonant. Question number three. In a survey of families, 3 have no children, 5 have 1, 7 have 2, 3 have 3, and 2 have 4. How many children are included in the survey? Next question. Choose the correct list of nouns in the following sentence. A dog barked at a cat in a forest by the river. Cool. Final question. A transparent material is see-through. What is its opposite called?
I think you got the first one wrong, but you're very close to getting it right.
That's why I was annoyed, because I know the... I don't know if Game Master will give it to me, but I know the name of the capital of Austria sounds a lot like what I've written.
Yeah, it does.
It's sad.
I know what it is.
Because of what I've written?
Yeah.
All right, then it's close enough then.
Question number one, what is the capital of Austria? And the answer is Vienna.
Please.
I've seen
please.
It already. Before you even spoke, I saw it. And I'm not giving you the answer. he wrote V-I-E-N, he wrote V-N.
I wrote V-N because I thought Vienna was in Italy.
Yeah, I thought
that's why I didn't write Vienna. Mm. I thought it was in Italy. Yeah. I wrote V-N.
It sounds Italian.
It does
sound Italian. It's Austrian.
Unlucky G, that's a strong start.
That's wild.
Next question. Spell consonant. Consonant, sorry. The spelling is C-O-N-S-O-N-A-N-T. C-O-N-S-O-N-A-N-T.
One letter.
Next question. In a survey of families, 3 have no children, 5 have 1, 7 have 2, 3 have 3, and 2 have 4. How many children are included in the survey? The answer is 36.
How did I get that wrong?
Yeah, 2 off.
Yeah, how did I get that? Never mind.
Choose the correct list of nouns in the following sentence. A dog barked at a cat in a forest by a river. The nouns are dog, cat, forest, river. You have a possible of 4 correct answers. Cool. So if you got 4, you get 4. If you got 3, and et cetera, et cetera. A transparent material is see-through. What is its opposite called? The answer is opaque.
Strong from Rem.
Oof, very strong, I'm seeing it now. That Vienna.
That Vienna screwed me.
Screwed you. Yeah.
That's, I'm where is Vienna?
Austria.
Sorry, where's Vienna? Sorry, I wrote Vienna. It sounds like somewhere in Italy.
I don't think
to me.
Is Vienna? I've never heard of Vienna. If it is a place, you're saying you're asking where is Vienna?
No.
He's asking, is there a place in Italy that sounds like Vienna?
Sounds like Vienna, basically.
Oh, maybe Venice.
Maybe Venice. Yeah.
Mm.
Fuck's sake.
It does give Italian though. Mm. Anyway, scores. Rem got
7 points out of 8.
Ellis, what did James get?
James got 5 out of 8.
And Rem, what did Ellis get?
5 out of 8.
Well played,
Rem. Rem is the winner of Back to School this week.
Come.
Well played. Nice. I'm vexed about that fucking... I'm vexed about consonant, because how close was I?
You literally... you put an E instead of the A.
Yeah.
Before the NT.
I'm vexed about that, and I'm vexed about the 30...
38.
Yeah, that must have just been a very quick blip because I was confident with what I was doing.
Okay, the method.
Yeah, the method. Cool. One thing I will say, it helps me, but just for fairness, when you're reading out noun stuff and verb stuff and all that kind of stuff, you tell us what it is. Actually, you do it subconsciously. You always say a cat barked at a dog, But that's
in the thing.
It's, I don't do that intentionally. It's because that's how I even read the sentence before.
You see it's what I'm not.
Saying? Okay.
You can tell it's completely subconscious though.
All right. It's long next week.
You man,
I'm gonna rap it. I'm gonna rap it.
You're gonna sing the thing.
Yeah. All right. Cool.
Cool.
Right. I've got a dilemma for us.
Nice.
This one, yeah, is fucking funny.
Okay.
Right. I loved reading it. All right, bet. So, again, from our favorite ghostwriters, yes. Six Brown Chicks.
Yeah.
Right. I was sitting next to my girl, Jamaica, when the police's Facebook post ran my picture as a person of interest for an armed robbery. And before I could explain, she was dialing 911 while looking me dead in my eyes.
No. Bro.
Before I had a chance to explain, she was dialing 911.
Just
straight.
Looking at you.
Yeah, person of interest.
Nah.
Yeah, they're interested in you and I'm gonna tell them where you are. Looking at me dead in my eyes. I was in those guts the night before and now she's turning me in. I'm out on bail in the same apartment with her. And I know that she won't hold me down when this goes to trial. How do I transform my quick to snitch bitch into a ride or die chick? I've got a few new scam opportunities coming up and I must be sure she'll be my alibi. I deserve a loyal woman like everyone else in my crew. Advice.
Crew.
Yeah,
wow.
Quick to snitch bitch.
Man said last night you were turning me on, today you're turning me in.
Yeah, bro.
Wow.
I was up in them guts last night and these times you're calling feds.
In my bow, like dialing it while you're looking at me.
No fear of consequence.
Damn,
quick to snitch.
Yeah, she can't, you can't, the same old verbiage, you can't turn her into a housewife.
Yeah.
You literally can't turn her into a ride or die. She's right in your face calling the feds.
She doesn't want a criminal in her life.
She doesn't,
and that's
bro.
Fair enough.
It is.
How do I turn into a ride or die? That's crazy.
You can't, my bro.
You can't, bro.
Unfortunately, you can't. That's charged.
Yeah.
You had a good time with that, and it's charged.
It's literally charged.
You can't. You can't.
Man wants a ride or die. She's quick to snitch. She won't hold me down when this goes to trial.
Damn. At least he knows, though.
Yeah, he knows.
But he's got hope.
Yeah.
That's
it's
false hope.
It's false hope. It's completely and utterly charged.
Sorry, bro.
Yeah, it's done.
Sorry, bro.
It's literally done.
That's hilarious.
Okay, bet. Right. We'll charge it there, yeah?
We shall.
Cool. Thank you, guys. Mm. Good episode. As always, catch us on Thursday. Patreon.com/shitsandgigs. Love, love, love.
Gang, gang.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.